This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside. Hello, I think we're live now on Facebook. What's up, Facebook world? What's up, friends? We're also doing this on Instagram. So as you can see, we're not only doing this at the confines of Mindanao Daily News. Just to show you guys, we still actually do this. Okay, dirimigikan sa Zoom, just doing Zoom calls. Just doing this offline. Now back in StreamYard, yes, we will still keep utilizing everything. And for the folks in Instagram, you can also hop in. There is a Facebook. It's up to you guys. But welcome back to The Huge Upside. We have the one and only MC Real to join us today. What's up, bro?
Yes, sir. What is up? I'm good, bro. How are you?
Okay, rabay. I'm really good. Hey.
Okay, rabay.
Welcome back, brother. Musta man?
Dogaya na, no? Wait. When was the last time gani atong kwan?
I think it's been a year, man. I think two songs have passed since then. Like your first song that you hopped in on this show was Time, and then followed by Real Love.
I was gonna try to kwan, like katong isaw na gani. I was trying to like have a session with you again, and then
yeah, what happened, man? We were expecting
typhoon came.
No. Real love was that during Odette Churga?
No, I think no. It was supposed to be released like December man tong plan. Like happy to get on home ng MV and stuff. Then the typhoon came, so like boom, that happened. Moto.
Anyway, in God's time, I guess, cause nanam bukadere. Mag-podcast na punta. May pa si, I mean, check out your friend, Trev. Been here like 4 times.
Bro, suki na.
Suki card, kay bay. I mean, listen, that's all I want, bro. Like, kaning ginabuhat ninyo. People coming back to this show. I mean, no knock on those folks nga one time lang mo hapit dire. Respect. Nothing but love for those folks, but
yeah.
You coming back here the second time, gratitude by me. It means like, you know, you wanna be here. Thanks, man.
No problem, bro.
So, what's new? What's what's popping with you, man? What's going on?
Bay. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Wala lang, busy lang ko. Like, I've been doing. I mean, I stopped because I would say like last year. I tried to be like akong gipahanas akong animation and stuff, like basically like do more art stuff, and right now I'm going back like making more music. So that's what's up. Yeah, Mona, like I see Soma, he's my producer. Like
a new producer.
Yeah. He's a new producer. Yeah. He's from Cebu Rizal, like we linked up niya na moto, like dagami na himo nga songs, actually like 8 songs, I think 7 songs
including this new one.
Yes, sir, that's one of the 8 songs. Onya, yeah, like after ana maghimo kog EP, like I wouldn't call it an album, kay album is too ambitious, like inana gani and stuff.
What's wrong with an album, man? I think you minimum sa album is 8 songs, right?
I think No, album is like 8, yeah. EP is more like 4. I wouldn't think about that like as numbers and stuff. Kay album, you have to think about promotion stuff. Like it's more about like anong the budget. Dagan kay ma think ba. I would rather consider this like mixtape. Mixtape ra kung maingon ani, like
mixtape.
Yeah.
But kay, but you're very used to dropping singles. What happened to singles? Mas kapoy. Is that sustainable approach though, dropping really, singles versus feeling albums or mixtapes?
No, I think it's like murag kanang feeling among gigil ka bagay. You have to wait like fucking like 3 weeks para ma-release the song. So,
ba?
Yeah, so it's a tiring process. So you know what I mean?
I so wouldn't know. Trust me, I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you. Okay, I haven't lived an artist life, but just to have more context, because I've been talking to a lot of artists na put ever since nga nagsugod mixtureg artist. Now we're on this rabbit hole of like talking to artists nonstop, because you know
I see,
it's so fascinating ang journey sa artist, you know, the creative process.
It's just there's nothing like it. And at the same time, especially for like independent artists who like do your own stuff, promotions, doing your own production, stuff. Depending independent artists.
Actually, like sa karon nga ko, and I would say I've been making music like mo total gets ya 6 years na, and like and those How 6 years I would say the fourth year was the most kanang I would say nga na seryoso gets. I took it serious when it was in the second year, pero makaingon gi ko like,
was this Airwaves nanang Airwaves ani?
Yeah, after Airwaves they ang 24 Midnight, cuz back before good I do YouTube songs like mangawat ra ko beats sa YouTube like nana then. And I wasn't thinking about doing this shit for like being legit like anong, oh I want to be an artist kay I really love making music, but I don't want it like to the point nga murag kanang I want to be in that status. But right now it's like I'm thinking of this, it's like I want this as a way of as a income na ba, cuz you know I'm at my 20s now, so like something na ba, like you feel me nana ba?
Okay, I like this when art becomes something monetary and you want to monetize it. This is very interesting. Shout out to Carl Christian Bihag. Let's go.
Ang name de niya bro si Kiki. He's one of the Kiki editors ha to sabi.
Monang, oh, for sure. Editor, no?
Yes sir. Monang ko ano mo, like he's the backbone.
Really?
Like, an upcoming director also. Like he's doing his own thing. And actually, in my kaning 6 songs na ko, like moyemo siya tingali usar do ang music video, then murag i-collab hantuhan na mo ba something. So
yeah, sir. With Hot Wasabi. Well, you guys have like nagtutamun na gid mo road trip.
Not really, but
you have skyrocketed by gay. I think you guys just started after that video. Your first gig together as a production crew was Time, right? Yeah. Kate mo music video ninyo. And
yeah, I think that was just with... an icebreaker. Yeah, I would consider it like icebreaker. What do you mean? Answer, bro?
And then you guys hit it off with Mr. Lefty. And then all the more. And then you guys had this cipher put after. And then your hit, Real Love.
Dile, nag-unang Real Love, bro. Nag-unang, dili hit, bro. Atay, hit, eh. But like, I wouldn't consider that as like a hit. So, I'm just like happy kaya na igo sa 11K. And 11K
it's
is a lot.
It's a hit. 11K, man. Asa ka mangitag 11K organically, brother?
Happy, I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Diba? Kay, it's a hit.
It's ansa, bro?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep interrupting you. Go ahead, man.
No. Do your thing, bro. You're the man. You're the man of the podcast.
Not really. You are my guest today. You are the man. But anyway, so since I'm here now, I'm just going to finish off this, folks, at the comment section. And then let's talk about you and making money with your art. My recent guest, guwapo gid kay ni si Mikhail Moreno Racho. Isaac Pasakay, Brian, babe. We have a deal, okay? We have a clothing deal. I still remember that to this day. Let's make that happen soon, Mr. Brian. And my good friend, Tress. Nice to see you. Huge podcast again, room setting. What would you rather prefer this to happen, Real? Like, do you guys want to see a podcast in a Zoom call? Or you guys want to see it like you with the face-to-face with the guest or something?
Bro, kana hopefully soon lagi maka drop by ko sa Cagayan beto. Like I that's a dream. Like it'll be so cool. Like,
bye, come here. I think when you look at your Spotify algo, bro. I think do some of your demographics come from Cagayan de Oro City?
I wouldn't. Dili kay ko ka scattered siya actually. Like naiban mamino pero mostly Cebu gid siya and some in sa Manila. But you know, I'm a very like kanang unproductive. I wouldn't say unproductive, like inconsistent. I would say like so like among listeners nako like they usually like fade off, and I don't even have a real data of like who's listening.
Oh, I'm happy, really?
Like, yeah. So that's a sad part. So it's okay. So moro na umakon.
I mean, you're still in Spotify, I guess, and probably popping up in some playlist, diba? But Airwaves is still making waves, bro.
Yeah, actually, kay. Yeah. Ansa, bro? Hello?
Airwaves. Hello, my signal is.
Yeah.
Airwaves is still making waves, man. I've seen it in Spotify. It's around 400K.
Yeah, kay na-push man gito na ko nga time. And kato nga bracket, bro. Katong Scarred, Airwaves, and ato. Like, motong mga time nga ni-push ko ato playlist. Like, I really learned, like, the game of, like, putting your songs to Spotify, like, playlist. That's usually how you try to, kwan. But I'm not trying to get in, like, get into detail really much. Because, you know, those are, like, the Illuminati shit, I think. I don't know, I would say.
Really? What have you done that you can't disclose on the podcast? That's why we call it the podcast, because you can talk about stuff that you don't talk about. Or you're actually providing value to like other artists who want to reach 400K, diba? So
yeah,
go ahead.
So actually, like katong at time, it's more like anong Spotify playlist gito kay advisean man ko nga like you should try to promote it like mga Spotify playlist. And yeah, before, like, I tried, usually, Manggood, when you release a song first, like, you need to pitch it to Spotify, like, like, what do you call this? Like, you need to pitch it. That's the term. Yeah. Yeah, after Anna, bro, you should try to let it get into playlists and stuff. Para, it will reach to a bigger playlist and reach to a bigger playlist. And basically, that's how, like, YouTube works in Anna. Like,
you get added on playlists.
Yeah, like, if YouTube knows that you're doing, like, anong, if there's interaction, because in YouTube it's different. It's more like you try to anong, have more interaction and getting comments, getting more views. And ana, diya, para it, YouTube will recommend you beside like, unsang a song, a sikat gigayo. Then, and recommend din siya nga, oh, mo din isi, ana. So, like, that's how the internet works. And I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I'm not the best at it yet. So, mona naghimo ko. I didn't say I'd made a team. Like, I didn't make the team. Pero, like, nanakoy team karon ba? Like, me and Dave, like, name is Dave. Yeah. Shout out to
Domingo. Dave Domingo. What I do, he's brother? He's
the director of the Hatusabi. He's the Hatusabi leader. Crew. Yes, sir. Yeah. Siya itig ko ano mo. I helped. Kami nagtinabangay lang may pagsugod ato. Then, I opened an idea nga. Let's make Hatusabi. Like, whatever.
Which do you think is more sustainable, real? Like when you're like trying to pump songs through distribution, those Spotify playlists, you go hard on that, or you go hard on like video production, music videos, or content making? Which is more sustainable way?
I don't know. It's kind of subjective, guy. I wouldn't say there's no right or wrong, guy. Every treatment to like not treatment, okay, that's like the after thing, but like every approach this shit you do good, like it really depends your good. Like let's say if you're doing good this year, like doing that style, so continue in doing that, like kuan. So ako dira sa katong imong giingon, bro, like for me, I would not go for something amurag I would rack up views, or I'd rack up for something. I'd rather perform. I'd rather meet the fucking people who are in the three lives right now, or like, kanang nanagini like engagement akong gi feel karon ba kay. Partly we're living, like it sounds cringe like if I'm not like we're living in that digital era to whatever, but it's like we need that interaction really, like
yeah kanang, for sure.
Lahi gyud ang feeling amo kuan ka ba? And you, I'm proud of your shit kay. You're doing many stuff for like local bands.
Doing stuff humanely possible, I believe I'm also spread thin, which is also not it's not sustainable. Well, the stuff that we do, you know, but
yeah, okay, these are things, you know,
thanks,
makes you happy, but like koan gani?
Oh yeah, yeah, kayo. And you having that comment right now is just an added boost to, you know, pangdugang dagdag gasolina. What I mean, so Ariel, yeah. So I was meaning to ask you this earlier. So you racking up with those Airwaves with the 400K listens on Spotify. Now we're talking about monetization. Has that also played a part? Like, did it give you enough royalties? Is It's the digital aggregator fair in like actually make helping you make money off of your song?
I mean, yeah. Like, katopag, that was like 2019 and that was the peak of like I was like dingang grinding pero like that was the peak of consistency. Like, just keep producing. Anya, nakasabot naman ang mga tao nga mo release ko kanta every 2 months. Di man ko pareha sa one artist nga, like, I can release it after 2 weeks or whatever. Like, ana. So, like, they know.
Or, yeah, bugoy na kuy ko or something like that. Like,
yeah.
2 weeks. So, like,
kanong, after kanong, very good day, Mr. Lefty. Good shout out, Mr. Lefty. The god of.
Shout out.
God Lefty. Kendrick, taong,
Lefty. The Kendrick Lamar of Cebu.
Hands down like God Lefty. Kanang iyang kanang kuan kasi ba like very consistent in his crafts. And not only is consistent in his craft, he's very like he publish it like kanang pure product kasi ba then wala, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Especially like naka-collaborate na ko ni Soma and stuff. We've been cooking a lot of songs good
really
like, in Discord. And thank you whoever the fuck made Discord good guy. Discord is really like
ba kay,
what do you mean?
Like Discord. I've been to the Discord community of cookies. Yeah. It was a bake shop. I think you guys were there as well.
Yeah.
It's a great avenue where you could meet producers and stuff. Like, you know, just hop in on any community. It's so easy. It's just so easy. But it's no excuse.
That's why. Momona like Mona kongi try gikaron. Like, sorry, we're living so much like everyone is making the same, but and it's not about standing out, that's not like the main idea here, but it's like trying something new at least. Kai, everything is handed out to us, naman ka, like basically in production, yeah. Kai, like we can
and
get
information,
yeah. Then, yeah, we can get loops, we can get like melodies, like online, we can get drum kits, like everything is handed down to us, like. Ding on that easy, pero it's like ding on sa dali sad pero like it's there, you know what I mean? Like it's there, it's like dali ra magraba. So
yeah.
So like right now is trying to flip it at least, like it will at least sound different in ana gani. So mo na kong i-try to aim, not trying to be unique or not trying to be like, oh, I want to be this new kid. Like something amurag new to the ears lang ba? Like mo na kong i-try lang ako. So yeah, like that's my learning lessons sa kong journey sa music yeah. Musikiro.
How tough is it now real nga? Would you say nga mas lisod karon, you know, how to stay on top of your game kay knowing that you underwent nga, like, you know, you had this of a magnitude when you started and then karon as you get older kabantay ka. The younger you are in this genre, the more people are drawn to you. Kabantega, they get younger and younger and younger and younger. And as you get older, it's as if you have to like devise something to keep you current, to keep you relevant, to keep, you know, like it gets crazier every time. Like you see artists like forced to go outside their comfort zones or like do something, some shit they don't even like, or you know.
Again,
how hard is it pero, to be keeping up, man?
I can answer the first question nga tong giingon mo ganina, like
it seems magani. Like the younger you are, you know, the wilder it gets.
Makaingon ko ani, like I don't think you have to be scared in terms of like kanang in terms of like the music you can provide to people. Kay we're living in a very digital age, kay. If you would try to recall, guys, sauna pag early 2000s or like 1990s, I'm trying to study. Like, I'm not the best at it, but I'm still learning. Okay, before I'm good, like, pop culture is a very big impact to us. Like, I even now, pero like, right now, get introduced na ba yan TikTok and stuff. So, people are more like creating more subgenres.
Bah.
Like, people are not like organized, like, oh, this is the new school swag, whatever. Like, everyone must be like this. Right now, like everyone's doing their own thing, nawa, and like everyone has their own nawa, like, you know what I mean? So like, lahi na siya karon gud, and I'm not scared nga murag, nga I have to hit there. There's no for me lang, like
no pressure.
I wouldn't say no pressure. Of course, I still have that feeling like you're murag. oh, like, I don't think, like, I won't get there. But, like, it's like, I don't think you have to fear that part. Kay, everyone has their own, like I said, like, everyone has their own subgenre, na ba? Then you don't need to hit, like, top Billboard or top koan. I could still land as the artist
somewhere. Yeah.
Sa Asia, I thought that legit, like, I cannot be that rapper good, like, nasa US or something, or like somewhere, like, kanang I can compete good. But if I can create a fan base, at least, like, yeah, this consistent, like, 200,000 or like listeners, ngayon, na, I'm happy. I did my part. Like, kay, I just want to be a member of the rap game. Na, ragani, like, I don't need to be like to compete there because I know where the status I live. And if I go up there, I'll be so happy. Like, in Anaragiko. So, like,
to at least be mentioned up there.
Yeah. I'm not good, but, like, for me, like, yeah, like, I'm happy if I can build a community. Like, imagine I release one song. It will, it's a YouTube, then it maybe hit like 200k views or like 100k views. And I know who are those people. I know who are those, like, kanang 200k people are, like, kanang heart and soul. Like, I see the people commenting and I'm not. Dude, I'd be so happy. Like, then I'm gonna perform, at least like 20 people show up, 50 people show up. Like, I'd be so happy. I get a haircut, that guy knows me. Like, dude, like, my life is done. My life is done. Dude.
But hey, you have a new haircut. I mean, they recognize you, like, something mga changes nga bago. Look at that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, you've been busy too, like, not just with the music. I mean, I think you just recently got back with the music, and I think you have like three more songs to go. This month, is it? Are they releasing soon, or are they out already on SoundCloud?
Ako ragi unlisted. Ako ragi private sa for a while. Actually,
okay,
mentioned.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. Okay, man. Actually, like, exposure. Okay. Is exposure. I don't care.
Yeah. You heard it here. You heard it here first. Like, Real still has like three other more songs. I think released under kay Soma. Yeah, yes. That one that's just out is okay. And for the folks, this 7K, 1,000, or 3,000, 2,000, wherever you are right now listening and watching to this, here it is. We're just going to play the lyric video of it. Here it goes. Sir. Okay. Can you ever help me put this pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Help me put the pain away. I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Hey, ride around town, them bitches dope, yeah. You still have like feelings, I'm surprised and I'm like, whoa, yeah. Something on my neck, it's like I'm hanging on a rope, yeah. I might get fucked up, end up with a stroke, yeah. Put it on alone, we don't want y'all to see it. I've been telling you that love ain't easy. Baby, your dad is hard to please, yeah. Someday I'll come to you and beg on my knees, yeah. I tell you it was love, you said it'll never work, and I just fucked up. You love me at my worst, you got me locked up inside this cage. I'm chained, I can't change, yeah. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Mister, left me and she gave me fucking blisters. Shot me in the heart with a pistol. Miss the times when she blows my whistle, yeah. Same nights they used to be. Talking on the phone like we used to be. Now I'm on my own, gotta get used to it. Wish we can go back the way it used to be, no. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Run around town, I've been doing okay, yeah. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way.
it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay.
Wait, wait,
there you go.
Let's go, let's go.
Okay, so that was the song. MC Real, it's okay. So, brother, what's going on with you? This song pretty much is basically very simple. Okay, when I listen to the song, it's is this the usual Trev sound? I mean, sorry, I keep mentioning Trev. What the hell? Is this the usual MC Real sound? Is this, or maybe you're channeling your inner Trev, that sad boy type guy, or is
like,
it?
I think this is more of like a one-time face. Like, I don't know. Like, I would say, like, you know, we get sad time to time, and then yeah. And mono, I got heartbroken. Yeah, I'm okay now. So like, that's why like this is the shit I hate. You'd like when you release something on Spotify, like you have to wait for a month or 4 weeks, guy. You have to hit a target, because like, mm-hmm. like you know that feeling, like you recorded something. And yeah, you just want to drop it the next day and move on. And then again, like, I want that feeling. Like, I just want to release music after. Boom, boom, boom. Like,
so you mean, like, the feeling that was used to create this art, this music, is long gone?
Yeah. Kanang, yeah, yes, I would say. Cause like,
the anticipation is gone.
Yeah, that's why. I was planning, again, like, I'm going to move this interview, like, next week. I don't want to like run and explain like
Well, I'm gonna ask you anyway, despite even though
but
next week, Pani, I'm still gonna ask you why you dropped this song. So no, hey, it's amazing how emotions can drive creativity, diba? When you're riding a wave of emotions, you're in the motions, you're just so creative, diba? Whatever genre of medium of art you do, song, maybe it's song or like a blank canvas, just becomes so artistic.
Yeah, man. Don't get too emo, bro.
No, I get sometimes like that. Like, okay, for example, when I, it's very important too, and you're so lucky that you're an artist, you get to process that easier. For a lot of folks, they resort to drinking, they resort to substance abuse, they resort to taking their lives, they resort, you know, it's a mental thing. And for an artist to have like a outlet, and you're so lucky, you're so talented with art, you can use your hands to express. You can use your songs to express how you feel. But not everybody has that real, you know. That's why this is such a big deal for me. I went through that. Not a heartbreak, but I went through like through the emotions. And I just took it out on people at one point in my life. It's crazy. I just like, took it out on people.
Like, man, if I ask, like, on some
go ahead.
Like, on some
like, I wouldn't talk to folks.
I see.
I mean, it's very toxic in a sense. Like, imagine somebody just stopped talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Again, yeah. Diba? That person's trying to reach you out and stuff. I understand.
Diba? Yeah, I went through that, bro. It's just that I'm not that artistic enough. Or it's not like I have to be an artist to express myself. People need to express themselves. And there's so many forms of that. Like, even there is a podcast. Like, you know, there's different types of formats of podcasts. There's also this hotline caller type of podcast where they can just call the host, like, express how they feel. They get to dump their feelings and emotions. You know? I'm curious, pwede ba gyapon na dire? We've never had, like, a guest yet confess all their emotions or like drop all their emotions there. So you don't have to be the first one, real.
Yeah,
you're off the hook, bro. But
you give me a pass.
Yeah, I'll give you a pass. But, you know, I hope one day somebody would, di ba? Because you never know. Yeah, yeah. You could be the difference to someone's life. Di ba? Like, that very thin line. And mental health is not a freaking joke. Lalimbay. Anyway, so you finished 4 songs with a new producer called named Soma. How's the creative process so far?
It's kanang for me, I would say like kanang I think everything is like coming easy na ba kay. First, I established my connection with Soma. It was hard before kay. It's like when you're meeting a producer and like you're trying to get to know and stuff, kay. It's like you still need to icebreaker like stuff. Like, oh, what's your type of music?
Magilela pa mo.
Yeah, kay. You need to have that barber relationship. Kay, producer and artist relationship is like getting a haircut. If you're listening right now, like, please listen, guys. Kay, ang relationship yun sa artist and producer kay muraragin nag haircut. It's like, imagine, like, I don't know, for me, you can get another haircut to another guy, maybe. Or like another barber. You can still replicate, you can search Google, like whatever. But then it's like that person knows how to get that 1.3, like kanang fade good ba.
Kanang mga specifics na good ni mo ba.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying that's just another koana, like koan. But yeah, that's basically producing, like kanang you don't need to tell him, like it's the instant connection and stuff, but like, you know what I mean? If put it in a sense. So then right now everything's easy, like. After I'm actually working right now and stuff, waiting for school, Anna. And at my free time, I do like I'm making the lyric videos for my songs, Anna. And I do art sometimes, yeah. Then, and while I'm making like this type of stuff, like not making music, he's like making beats in Discord. And after that, like I should hop on this guy, and it's like automatic, no, but like boom, like you're good for this on this beat, like Anna gani. So yeah, like. It's basically like kwan ba. Kay mawawon magi ko nga tao like stuff like
shut like, up.
Literally
mawawon.
Like, but it's true. I'm just saying.
But like, it's hard to imagine a performer nga maulaw. But yeah, I kind of get what you mean. Nagilaila mo balik. It's like maraka ka nang gilaila kag uyab bitaw. Just get it. You're wooing each other. I think do you get like that kanang not just with women or like a relationship, like you're trying to collaborate with an artist or a producer, di ba? And you're trying to get to know the person, do your background check on them, di ba, Murag?
Yeah.
Does it feel like, you know, Murag ka panguyab gyapon nila? It's like a relation type of thing, di ba?
No, because there's always like long term and short term, like, are you there for the short while? Maybe in a relationship, maybe in a musical relationship, like you want to collab for a short while, blah blah blah, or like you want to produce a song for me for a short while. But there are some instances nga, like you want to grow with each other, then let's grow together. And it's a long term stuff. Yeah. And bust. So it's literally all types of relationship good, like, ana. So like, yeah,
real is well versed with relationships. He would know. And. So. No, I'm not trying to, like, we're not getting there. But I'm also curious, like, how you've managed to, like, maintain that kind of relationship as well sa Hot Wasabi. It seems like, ganay lang sa Hot Wasabi lang mismo. It's so effortless, I think, para sa inyo. Kay, murag you guys go way back at schoolmates man siguro mo? Or just creatively met somewhere?
Icebreaker part, like, it's done because we did a background check of us. Then, like, we know what we want, we know what our goal is, then we have a specific goal to attain in a certain year. Plus, Dave is really good at that shit. So, like, I can just say random stuff, like, what my fucking goal is. Like, ooh, like, I want to perform, I want to make music, like, nah. But you need those type of people in your certain
circle, ba?
Or, like, anyway, nga murag, who can keep you grounded practically, like, an practical nga grounded shit, like. So yes, sir. Mauna kong maingon.
Yeah, I diverted this to Hot Wasabi because I'm just a fan of what you guys are doing. Just your growth from over a year, and then just you guys don't see it's a it feels like a marathon with Hot Wasabi because you guys aren't in a hurry. You guys, I think pick your spots. Wag mo gadali. Yan na bitaw kanang wala sad mo nagpadala sa kanang bitaw because every day there's a new music video that comes out. Every day there's a new cipher that comes out. Every day there's another lyric video, like 5 lyric videos that pop out. Everybody's doing it. Pag kamo kay lax lang ta.
I mean,
very patient. Okay. Because you guys also do like podcasts and stuff. You guys do podcasts. Hot Wasabi has their own podcast and shit. Di ba? It seems like
podcast sa Cypher. I don't know. I'll check it out later.
You guys also have a podcast that I've yet to check. But that Cypher thing was good. It's a break from your usual videos that you guys do. Okay.
Yeah.
Showcasing not just one artist, the gun.
Yeah, and like kana mga, I wouldn't say untapped, like untapped potential gi appeals ever. They're really good. Like really good. Like I'm not joking, like they have the talent and they have the audience and the certain kon band and I respect them. Like katugid pag Cypher, like I'm so happy like I get to meet those type of people. Like I see them performing, freestyling, they're doing their thing, and yeah. Ako gatulala ra ko ba like achu ya like one day I'm going to be like that fast like and making like the thought process of making lyrics or like so cool like the many it's so diverse like the styles of rap like inana gani like you know what I mean like inana ba so
ba I mean yes. There you would see cuz I've only slowly integrated, not really integrated. Like I'm slowly checking in on like hip hop groups, dire. And it's so tough to manage a group. How much more nga kano ito mag-cypher mo? I don't know if there's some ego involved when you guys perform live or kanang when you're in the recording set or when it's time to decide who gets to go first, who gets to be in the middle, and who gets to be the last performer of that song. I don't know, like, I don't know how tough that is. I can't relate.
I don't think I have the right to say those type of stuff, guy. In the first place, I'm not there yet. Like, I shouldn't be talking in those type of comments, like, what's the stuff? And like, I'm literally not in that spot yet. Like, I'm still trying to...
Is that your jam, though? Is that your jam, though? Like, performing with a group?
I'm fine. Like I wouldn't say like, yeah, I'd love to perform. Like it's an extrovert energy. You get to meet like different artists, widening your perspective and stuff. It's nice. Like I really like that feeling. But like I wouldn't say I would consider a group. I would say more of a collective or a community. Like I think that's the right term. Yeah, kay, we have a different kwan mangud. It's like for me, I don't like to be being handled. I don't like me handling an artist and a feeling, but like in our direction. So like it's like you're free and the stuff you do. So like the proper word for me to say is like community. Like I wanna like
community.
Community or collective.
I like that word, community. And I mean it's your own free will. If you like it, you stay. If you don't, just stick around, hang around. You don't have to necessarily leave, but
yeah, but they did their part. Nana ba? So
ba. Or just being there. Just being there.
That's why.
But even the crew, the Hot Wasabi crew who got to witness the recording of the entire thing, or the producer who never got to drop his bars because he's being Kanye mode producer, nasa backstage. He's producing it, but he's still a part of it, di ba?
Oh, wait. You're talking about the producer of the Cypher, right? Like atong recent?
Yeah, it sounds like you're going Kanye on that one, man.
Yeah. And moto si Soma, motong producer na ako karon. Like, a connect na ko and shit. So, like, things are Sick going stuff. Really good. Yes, sir. Shout out Soma, man. Shout out Soma.
I'm not sure if it's in the comment section, though, but let's go through the folks at the comment section.
Let's go.
So, in Facebook, we have folks here. Tress here is just being a fan. John Daniel, I think this is your crew. Jan Daniel Ungab.
Asa ni? Wait, sa akong yokaya ang
this Facebook, is on Facebook, wait. Brother.
Okay, okay, I see. Wait. In your kwan yun, I'm checking my share.
No, no, the li- it's
the I see, live, I see. Oh, I should be here. I should check this instead.
Yep.
Oh, that's so JD. I'm shout looking. Out JD. Shout out. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Shout out Kenneth. That's my old producer. He's doing his own thing. He's a future accountant. Good luck with your.
Oh, K-Yap.
Yes, sir. Shout out Thea, my idol. Nare nakasuot eh. Yeah, shout out Dave Domingo. Mona, mona ang boss. Mona ang boss amo, no?
Direk. Boss amo, Direk.
Oh, yeah, Pat's I haven't here. Shout out JD.
You did.
Actually, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay, I did. Oh, trust. Kaya nun ko interest, dude. Like, he's been, like, in the first, like, one. He's your...
Yeah.
No, no, badge. Is that a tawag ng term? Top badge fan?
Top badge fan. You might not want to say that. He's been around. Actually, he's actually like unconsciously or subliminally part of Huge Upside. He's the guy behind the design of the logo. And yeah.
That's a big, nice.
A big help on like the branding of the platform and the podcast. Well, not entirely the whole thing, but a small direction of where it's trying to go, and a big help on what we're trying to do with the clothing line beta. So everything, basically, I'm just a copycat of what he's doing. You know,
okay, man. Okay.
Yeah,
we have different gifts
for sure. My gift is to like gather all these things and then make the mine. So,
like, it's like you're very consistent at your stuff, like in terms of like
being resourceful, bro. Repurposing stuff. That's my whole game, bro. Even with this Mindanao Daily newspaper publication that I'm in on, my whole thing there is, do I expect that they're actually, I mean, no offense to those who listen to us there, but are they actually the organic listeners and audience that we want for this platform? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. But what my personal take on it is, we're trying to utilize, and I'm not sure if Mindanao Daily News is listening right now, we're going to utilize their equipment. It's for free, bro. It's like we're renting the studio, bro, for
this is
for
off
free.
Limits, bro.
I'm actually very frank and actually said that a millions of times. Even we go live there, my main gig here is to utilize the studio for free.
That's nice.
That's it. And once that goes out, we're actually utilizing the around 250,000 followers of the newspaper publication. And I'm not even sure if they're all of those guys are actually listening to us, but we'll take whatever. And then it goes live. We get free footage, which I can just unlimitedly repurpose in all the social media platforms that I want to. I can repost it in LinkedIn, add in a few edits, or make it a video. That's my whole gig, bro. I mean, I just repurpose shit out.
Wait, I think I need to stop Facebook sharing. I think my internet's all shit right now. Okay.
Okay. Can you hear now?
It's kind of. I think I'm problem good on StreamYard something. I don't know. I think it's my end. Like the Instagram live, it's fine. Pero.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
I think you're good on Facebook though. Yeah. I'm not sure, folks. At the comment section, please leave us a comment if makadungog pa mo namo ni Real. Please do.
Is this Pat SP?
Yeah.
ASP, what's up, man? Drop some.
This guy keeps being shadow banned.
The most controversial man.
Yeah.
Shout out ASP, bro. You helped me, man. You helped me start some animation and stuff. That was really like, you're the one of those people who trusted my shit.
Oh,
like,
Mayor. That song Mayur. With JK Lord, di ba?
Yeah. Idol's JK Lord, yes.
I saw that animation. Dope. Here's Dave again. Yeah. More plans coming in. Hinay-hinay lang.
Yeah. I'm happy, guy. Like, that was a great like journey. 2020 with him making animation and stuff. And now like I'm doing my own stuff. You know what I mean? Oni chat si Dave. I'm thinking oni Dave. I kanina rin. Actually delayed ang Facebook no like sa live.
Yeah. You'll just have to bear with it.
Lagi kay maglibog kon sa lingi on ba. Kay mutanaw ko sa comments and I want to shout out the good people stuff niya. Ninay nakasuwat dre Dave. Still Dave's face.
Yeah, sorry. No. I get to like show whose comments actually. So even Jonas Saison is here.
That's crazy. Let's go. Oh, ikara de maka comment maka kuana na de.
Yeah, this part I can control, but you can actually check the comment section. It's live, ani. People are commenting over there. Kaya,
I'm trying.
John Daniel, a fan.
Let's go.
MC Fraud. What kind of friend is this?
That's not a friend. That's not. That's a funny guy.
When you're that close and intimate with someone, you can just joke and
That's
say
intimate.
And it,
Kenneth.
And you can say anything and then just, you know, get away with it.
Yeah. You can get away with this. And he can just leave this live. Then he'll just come back and say some stupid shit niya after and then balik
rin po. Yeah. Who else is here?
KYB.
Dungan. Hey, shout out to the folks at the comment section in Instagram and also to the folks and Facebook. We haven't even talked to the folks in IG as well. Cold Cross, salute. Thanks, you brother. Jules Steve, nice ka, bro. I think you've already addressed these individuals.
Real? Yes, sir.
What's up, Luis Lawrence? And the one at the bottom, I think, Bay Hag, shout out. I think that's your friend, bro.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right, Real. Now we're done like keeping these folks alive in the comment section. Let's get back to like real pressing matters. Have you done commissions of late? Aside from music? With art, painting?
Kana, like, I would say, like, after it's a pagbagyo, good, like, I forgot about my art career, good, like, because I wasn't getting clients and stuff. Like, 2021, like, I've been trying my best to be an animator. I've been trying to be an oil painter. I tried to do mural. Ako gingihakot gitanan ba, like, just to get my name out there, like, just to do art in general. And, like, I'm not saying I'm good at it, pero, like, I want to, you know, do it, then. And I think it's a blessing that the typhoon, it sounds very wrong, pero, like, it's like one of those turning points, like, you need to balance. And it's
one of
those.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Okay, even when it's a COVID, people say it's a blessing.
Maybe.
It is.
Yeah, it's blessing, I think. So, like, yeah, whatever, it's like, in your perspective, maybe. So, and for me, like, yeah, it was cool. Okay, I started focusing more on music, like, touching myself, what the fuck? Like, I
as you really touched himself.
It's fun sometimes touch, but like not that type of touch. So like, delay na nga touch na type.
You're comic, man. Yeah.
I wish, but like, yeah, I'm just saying. Like motto, like I touch the heart. I touch my heart, like I don't know whatever. If that's the right expression. So motto, like I started to make more music and stuff, and it was hard for me, kai. It's been one, like 2 years, like I made like lyrics. Then I hooked up with Soma. Yeah, we do Discord calls na. And yeah, nahanas ko ba, like, in terms of like writing. Okay, let me share you like the vocal process. You know how we do, like how we make music? Like it's literally like this.
No idea.
Okay, kanimo, share lang ko mo ni. Okay, so he makes the beats. He's cooking, screen share live. And I'm just sitting there waiting for him to do the stuff, like layering down the beat, the drums, blah, blah, blah. Then after that, Sky, send me this right now. Like, send me this right now, kay, kay bro, I have a melody in mind. Nakoy na think ng melody, like mahype ko ba? Temoto, like if he's still doing that, toot, 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 like number stuff, like the production stuff, like I'd open a voice recorder and record myself, even though it sounds shit. Yeah, after ato, like mahuwat lang ko, machill lang sa ko. So he gives me the beat, an MP3 file, so it's smaller. MP3 is always smaller. So I open FL. Onya, the first thing you have to do, good, you have to go, like you have to search like what's the right key. You don't have to search it, but the producer can just tell you like unsay sakto nga key ani. And usually yeah, I sing in yeah. F minor, F G minor, like F sharp minor.
I'm a, range, like, Adam Levine voice.
What I do?
It's a real cover, Adam Levine.
So, dude, na emo ako to, like, dude, like, I was supposed to like make music, but then like, what the fuck's like, someone just like talked to my head, but like, bro, you should do like, you should do
you should Maroon. What, you should do Maroon 5, bro.
I'm also like, nah, like, oh, like I was overwhelmed. And bro, it sounds okay. I'm also like, the lingo runs ago, so like, yeah. So back to the shit. So like, after you get the auto tune stuff layered down, then the whole song, good. You have to mumble any random shit. Like,
yeah, it's as if like you're trying to capture an essence, bang, that's fleeting. You know, like, oh. And you feel it when the time is right, and it's tough to stay in that state, in that tune that you want to achieve. That's why I think when your producer was just doing his stuff, and you just had to grab something quick because you were feeling that in the moment, like, this sounds better this way. But because you're trying to capture that feeling, which is so fleeting that it might not come back to you anymore. That's tough.
Like,
tough to recreate that.
Like, and I have a very high, like, I wouldn't say high case, it sounds so wrong, like a high case. Like, it's like I have this ADHD, like I'm super ADHD, like physically and mentally, like
yeah, I kinda you've been like, busy with those hooks, man.
Yeah. Like, like
channel them.
For me, I don't know, like langas gigi ko in person, like legit. So it's like mentally also, like,
hold up, are you on medication right now just to sit still?
I wouldn't say like it's more of like the medication or stuff, kai. You can control it for me. You can control it.
Are you diagnosed? Like, are you diagnosed ADHD?
I wouldn't say.
Are you self that you're just self diagnosing?
I'm. Self diagnosed sounds so smart. I wouldn't say that. Like, I would say I'm self aware. Like, I'd stare at the mirror and I know, and stuff. So like, it's like one of those energy.
Because real, that, like, that's my line of work. Like, I actually work with kids who are on the spectrum.
Oh, that's cool.
Or like,
so like, okay, can
like
you
hyperactive and shit?
Yeah. But right now, it's like I'm maturing and stuff. Like before, like I'm the type of kid like in the back of the classroom, maybe, like who's just like pull up a three, like do a crossover on the chair.
Kobe,
like stuff. But right now, like I explored boxing. Boxing helped me like depression wise and stuff. Kai, not here to fight anyone, but it's like it's fun, kai. It's like it's mentally like it's like calming. Kai, yeah. So mo na kong nakuan. So it helps me a lot, really, like controlling. But I think the best part is if your mind is so busy and occupied in so many stuff, you're very creative, brother. You just need something, a robot or something, or a machine or something that can keep track your
record everything.
Record it.
I think what works for you really is like you need to just freaking hire, if you have enough cash flow, I think just freaking hire a production team to follow you around. Like, okay,
maybe, I don't know, who knows.
Real's most creative peak is around 12 noon when he's hitting the mitts. When he's hitting the bag, boog, 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 boog. And then he'll just randomly drop some bars. Because he's that creative, duo.
Dilim ko yung creative, I think. I just, you know, like, I just enjoy the stuff nga. Aung gipahanas ba. I wouldn't say I'm good at school. I wouldn't say I'm good at, like, that stuff. Because I'm focusing on different things. Like, inanagani, like, I mean, we can be good at many things. We can be good at things. But it's like we can neglect the other things that's most important. And most people prioritize the things that they're important in their life. And You know, and there's some people like me who just explore the what are the things that people are not doing. And I'm not feeling
but
you know what I mean?
It that's so important what you just said there, because we're so busy looking for the apple, the things that was that we think that's important, the fruit, the apple, that we actually missed the entire orchard. Mamis na to ang yeah, naramdated to ang kuan, diba? Because we're so preoccupied and busy. And which is why I think it's, you said nga, kailang ka gumurag robot nga to document the entire thing. Yes, that's so correct.
Kinda,
fucking document your whole life.
And
for someone such as yourself, real, because that's important, because you can actually repurpose the documentation to whatever.
Like my life is so like amazing, like I know we're all unique and gifted in our own ways, but I think it's more like kalimot kung saying no, what the fuck. Like
but before you find that thought again, can I finish? It's so sure, important, because you just said, diba nga, oh, my life is not so important, pero when you document your whole life, you have a story to tell, bro. Because every day, you have footage of you that you can use 20 years down the line. Have you seen this? These folks who have documentaries, like famous folks, they just pull up this old footage of them when they were babies and all that stuff. You know how valuable that footage is? So whatever you're going through, you know, whatever you're going through right now in your 20s or in your teenage years, fucking document that. Because you're going to use that in a music video later on, 30 years down the line, or in a documentary or in a movie. That thing is so valuable, man. Documentation is so important. Anyway, sorry to cut you off with your thought, Real, but I just had to let that out.
No, it's good. It's good you're saying that stuff. But yeah, like kanang, yeah, like I said, like to I ingested like the stuff you said, like legit. But like for me, if I did my part, like if God really told me, like, you know, like you must do this type of stuff, then I'm happy. Like more good, like I wouldn't say kanang, like I wanna be that famous, I wanna be that kuan. If I catered like the things nga like necessary good, like, or I would say gifts, or like, or my purpose good ba in this world, basically world. Yeah. Kay murag, I did my part, I'm happy. I made like 20 people happy, I made 30 people happy, I made like back then in the classroom, like in the was having a rough day in school, like happy. If I entertained the people in Trademark, like atong sa event, it was really fun, like legit. Yeah, like if I made those people happy, like dude, my life is fine. Like, and if keep stretching like that in a long term, it's fine, man. I'm not here for that stuff. But of course, I want to get money, man. But like, that's one thing.
You think what you're doing right now is sustainable for monetization? Like, financially, can it keep you afloat and like further, you know, fund your future projects, like your songs and your music videos? Or do you,
because
some folks, like some of the folks I talk to, is that they still need to like juggle a job or a business to actually funnel their projects.
Kani akong gibuhat, bro, like I think it's a long-term plan. And the best part is, ni start ko ni early. Kay I'm building portfolio. Yeah. And the future is inevitable. Like, who knows? Like, by 25, like, I saw a chart, like, so Facebook, right? I ran across, like, a fucking picture. And yeah, it's like, if opportunity comes, like, it's like the preparation, right? Like, it's like, it must hit together. When, like, the opportunity comes and you're not prepared, like, and I think you know this, guy. You're way soulfully older than me. Like, anang. Years older than me, you know.
Yeah, I've had those things like slipping through my fingers, man. Opportunities have come and gone, and rarely do they come back if you're unprepared.
Mo gani. So mo na kung gibuhat lang karon. And the best part in today's generation is like everything is documented. Like everything, like everything is. If you do this type of stuff, post it in Facebook. If you do this type of stuff, post it there. Okay, eventually people will run across. Oh, ikam ditik buhat ani. Like when I did murals, like the opportunity came. Like yeah, like pat pa alam. Mr. ASP said, "Luck happens when opportunity
luck happens."
Yes,
so
yes.
True. Super
so true.
True,
man. So more on akong gi think karon, like I just need to be prepared.
What do you think is the opportunity? Do you have an idea what kind of opportunity is waiting for you in the future? Because you're preparing for something all your life. Do you have a clear idea of what it is you're preparing for?
No. Never. I never have a clear goal and what I can go on. Because that's the thing, Mungud. For certain type of people, there's certain type of people who are very focused on the future, but they forgot to just practice the stuff.
They wanna coin it as goals.
Yeah. Kaya, let me explain something. Kanang, there's certain people, like, they focus too much on the future. They forgot to practice the stuff, like, the daily basis, like, inana. It wouldn't count if you're working. Okay, working, maybe like you're working, so I can 9-to-5 job, like I'll work, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, it may help you meet ends, like some work stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not something, maybe like it's not what you want. Pero let's say you're doing something what you want and you focus on it gani every day, an opportunity comes. Like I said, it doesn't count if you're working, like in the stuff just to meet ends.
Yeah.
Like,
or unless if that's their true passion in life, that job is their dream job, you know, like we can't discount that fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
If your life goal or like if your passion is to be the mayor of somewhere or to be the carpenter of a construction firm.
Yes.
So be it.
Yes. So yeah, more na kung makuan. Oh, shout out to my cousin Ched. That's a future architect.
Diba? Yeah. Okay, you can even ask Ched, like, is Ched going to, in the future, if he works in a firm, architectural firm, would that actually make him happy versus he goes, like, offering his services, like, doing a freelance instead of, like, architectural services? Like, which gives him more juice, to be working under someone or to work for himself, diba?
I think he's fighting in that stuff, like staff. Like he's fighting in that thought, like right now. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm not him.
Yeah, we never know. But what one thing is certain that's going to like the main driver sometimes that decides sometimes for most folks is the thing in between. It's money.
Yeah.
Some folks like actually decide to do this because. You know, this money will help them fund for their family. And you know, family is much a bigger priority for them. And it's different for like a case-to-case basis. Like, okay, for example, I don't have kids yet. So, you know, there's no urgency. Although there is, there should be, but there's not so much urgency to prepare for a future. Especially with what I'm doing, this is a something that's long term. Right now, with all the collaborations, the projects I'm doing, is basically not monetizing. And I'm not like shy to talk about that, because this is all basically to build reputation. This is all basically to build off of brand. You know what I mean? So my first attempt of this platform to monetize is the clothing brand, and they're not even related. They're actually separate brands, you know.
So like,
yeah. So it's a long process, and I'm not even one to coin that. These brands are personal, a personal brand that my ultimate goal is to be disassociated with UJob side or to be disassociated with Beta.
Yeah.
These are just probably the vehicles that I'm trying to build right now that will help me get there. Like I don't know if that's the same feeling for you when you do music or when you do art. Or do you see them as vehicles that these pursuits in art will help me get to what's ever preparing for the unknown future?
Yeah. And like, be prepared naman. Like, I don't think it's too late, Maraing Kwan. I mean, you would say, like what you're trying to do right now, you're basically like building a community of future like seeds, like mga future potentials. So in all aspects, it may be Kwan art and music or like Kwan. Then hopefully I could be like a guy like you, my guy. Like inana ba. So it's cool. So mo na kung gikuan sa.
Oh, were you talking about me? Like, I'm not so sure if you wanted to be me. but we all have our you know, paths to take, and you know, what you may find valuable, or what I may find valuable, may not be valuable to you, and I wouldn't advise anyone to like, hey, take the same path as I did, like, do this or no way, man. I would not. I would want to stay away from like having the audacity to advise someone or to be, you know, to be an all-knowing person like, hey, you should be doing this instead of that. But one thing is for sure. Regret is heavy, man.
Regret is heavy. You can't sleep that shit. Like,
bro, no way, sir. No.
Yeah, yeah. But Mona, like, we have like, I would say 40 years more to live. So who cares? Kerana brother. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very heavy thing, but man, like what you're sitting on real is a very ideal spot right now. Because one, I have to say this. I don't think you have any dependents. Like you, I don't think if nakay anak. I mean, if nakay anak, then I don't know. Nakay anak or yeah. You're single, I think. I'm not sure if you're seeing someone, but you can go all in right now, man. Like, you know what? Like sometimes I have to admit, sometimes for someone such as yourself, okay, you have like the incredible opportunity to actually do and bend your will banga to do this instead, okay? Because you're in this opportune spot right now to do whatever you want.
Yes. And more like, it's not like something to be envied on. More like, it's like, I don't know. It's just life experience. Like, maybe like you can have your own opportunity. I can have my own opportunity.
Oh,
like,
for sure. Another, like,
that's why, yeah. Brother.
Hey, real. Like, this second meeting is something we touched on, something deeper, because last time we were just, I think, scratching the surface of you,
icebreaker, and
then karun is, it's a very deep conversation, man. And you know, we can't have nuanced conversations like this, okay? It can't all be hip-hop and just bling and ass and tits, diba?
Oh, right.
This I mean, is something bigger than that, man.
That's the thing, like Mogani, like to go back to what you mentioned. Like what I mentioned earlier, we're creating subgenres right now. You don't need to be the guy you idolized in MTV before.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to be that guy like you idolized like waking up before going to school, like in Channel V, like in the TV. Like we have so many.
Eminem.
Yeah, but I still love the Slim Shady shit, man.
Really though. Like,
that's me. That's me and my worst self. Good. Like I love that guy. Mona, like I'm just saying, like, you know, like I can be that rapper, like kanang just be me, like I talked to, like I'd say, like I have a friend in school before, like kanang feel am siya babay anagani, yeah, we always kanang keep along, like friends or not, like kanang like, oh, like good music, blah blah blah, then he moves to the US, then I talk to her, to his boyfriend and stuff, and his boyfriend always tells me like, kay different bigyan market sa US, real talk lang,
yeah,
different ba ang situation three. Yeah, he explained me like, you know, you shouldn't chase to something you like, it's not that something you can attain, but it's more like, you know, how to say this, like kanang you can never kwanba. So just be you, rap about the stuff like what you experience in a daily basis,
you know.
Rap about the stuff like, and then it's like,
are we gonna find a song puhunya that's in Bisaya from you?
Na, pwede ra na. Kaya ako mangod kay ako namgay mangutana na even my cousins or like on Bisaya mangiko. Bisaya mangiko pero ang ako lang gid kay I wanna practice the craft that I've been practicing that kanang my 16-year-old self want to have.
Okay.
Kana gani like 16-year-old me would be like kanang oh I wanna do this. I wanna meet the I wanna be making music like to what I hear in Spotify before going to school. Na gani like these are the stuff I'm not trying to be someone nga I can emulate nga, I'm just trying to live the dream I never had maybe like 16 years old and soon na maabot man gina like
yeah I'm curious how you sound like when you're rap, spitting bars in Bisaya.
I'm swag joke right depende right
I don't know like that's what I'm very curious about all these other artists Bisaya artists who cover English and then do the Tagalog at the same time, but yeah. never in Bisaya. When will be the day that you're gonna do Bisaya songs?
Kinda like that's a different story na po, like trying to do something. I think we're in the same line, like kinda mga murap gani, then they'll do Tagalog music at Tagalog inana, and they're like one. Actually now there are artists in Cebu or Cagayan or like who embrace like Bisaya music na good. So like
for sure man
I'm proud of them. And plus Hato Sabi is catering these type of people, like we did a cipher for these people, we made
oh yeah
a music video for Mr. Lefty, so it's not like I'm trying to hide the fact na like I won't do that or like I'm closing my eyes, like those people don't exist, they are there every day, they're the kanang not competitors because I know they're better than me in their respective like koan. I won't say field, like respective nga koando. Whatever craft. The term is.
Genre, yeah.
Yeah. Kay, ilaha man lang paghimo. Yeah. Ang ako lang kay, I wanna make music the way I wanted it. Yes.
Pat said something here. Comfort zone.
Yeah. Kay, ako comfortable become mo. Imagine good, like, I made freestyles, I made music back 2016 until now. And it's like 5 years straight just making English music and anagani. So like, I wouldn't release
that's your,
something.
I'm that's not, your zone. Yeah. That's your zone.
Magani. You know, if we can turn back time, maybe I can time travel and say like, stop this shit. Kay what ta kibaw? Kay maka-appeal ka sa cipher karong hato sabi like something whatever. Kay if you rap in Bisaya or like kuan. So it's like one of those like kanang what if so, but like it doesn't matter. Kay maabot ra mo gyud ang time nga. I'll do that soon. Never too late until you die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a marathon. Real sounds so old.
No.
Despite being very young. But you're
old, eh?
Wise for his age. Must be. Well, would you say it's got to be. Have you lived what kind of life have you lived, Trev? I mean, Trev, really?
Trev.
What kind of.
What's up, Trev?
That name keeps popping because I've seen you do a cameo in his latest video, Margarita. Oh. You were there, man.
Okay, Anna, can you support my video, Anna? Something. Na-appeal ko lagi niya. Trev, ay ko, appeal lagi ako na mauwaw lagi ko. Mauwaw magi ko. Something niya, appeal gigo niya. So like, it was cool. So like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, did you tell him magkano budget, Trev? Magkano budget mo, Trev?
Magkano, pre? Wala, joke lang. Magkano? Depende, ragod. What talking about ba? Like, maybe that music blows up. I'm happy for him. He's na akong naong dito. Like, ooh, that's cool. That's cool. So.
Ba? I mean, yeah. it adds to the lore of the video because it's a collection of, you know, there's a collection of talent in that video and then a collection of Trev's favorite movies or series in Netflix or in what kind of series that is. And then you'd find Real there, you know, giving high fives to the artist. Yeah. It's so cool. And dancing. You're dancing somewhere in the background. It's a fresh sight, actually. Because I've never seen you guys. Yeah. An Easter egg too, like at the same time, a hidden Mickey and Easter egg. Because I've never seen you guys do a collab
Actually, we had a song, I think, before. I'm both yakong ganan sa may collab, so like, it's fine with me. It's fine with if it's fine with him, and Anna. We're on our respective field. That I would say, and Anna. Bro, kana good, me go to good, and Anna ba?
And that could be the first time you guys would be singing in Bisaya, ba? Who knows? I'm just teasing. Like,
okay ka ba ko?
So, real. Thank you for coming back, bae. Because I was really looking forward to talking to you again. Because we haven't had the time to chop it up after Real Love. I really love that song. It's a step for like evolve from time. It really evolved and like jump, Gabi and jump to Real Love, and then Real Love was really sounded. It didn't sound like a rap song. What was the
ang inspo gets Real Love. It's like I wouldn't say like that was the most saddest time in my life, kay. It's like I wanna create a vibe music. Yeah. Straight good. Mono tong panahon nga naghimo ko mural paintings like last 2021. I like if you remember, that song was very old, nigga, ang Real Love good. Onya na release lang siya 2022. Kay typhoon, blah blah blah. You need to hit it right and right time. And 11K, I'm happy. Clap your hands. Like wano, like lipay na ko ba? I did my part.
I think that song deserved more.
It's okay.
Really?
Like
I mean,
I can do more. What talk about?
I'm a huge fan of that song. I just wish by serendipity somebody makes that famous on TikTok, or you know, somebody hopefully dances off on TikTok.
I would say it's a dance song, more of a realization song.
But
it couldn't be. Kanang there are types of rap like you can't force it just to hit it. Gani like okay, like this song will be like a dance song. Okay, these are real emotions and you can't just like force it to dance. Kay I don't know. It's partly like kanang kaimanong to nahimo nako. But yeah, going back like the way I made it, the song, I've been listening like classic like 2000 music atong time. Then I understand like the key element of like it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best song. It's Real Love wasn't the best song, but I understand a glimpse of getting a good hook, like making a good chorus.
Yeah, the guitar, I think.
Yeah,
I think made a huge difference to that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that was the best like chorus maybe, because like my inspo getong a song katong Real Love. It's more like kanang, it's really just listening to like early 2000 music like Coldplay. Like among any like Maroon 5, any good like early 2000, and the key, there's a key like secret like in the chorus and stuff, and I've been practicing chorus like get a good hook, like a good hook niya.
Yeah. Make you man, make you stay, babe. And you had a husky voice too. Like that's when I knew like Real can sing.
Yeah.
He can sing. And but I'm thinking like, hey, this guy could do a Post Malone type of genre. Branching off from the rap and then doing more like melodies and stuff. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. So Ansa bro.
Yeah, I think you could do a Post Malone kind of stuff, but you know, not forcing stuff on you really.
Thank you, man. Yeah, more to like I made that song niya. Dugay lagi kaya na-release lagi, bro. 1 year later niya. It one died off. Ba? Like,
I remember you sent me a teaser of it in the messenger. Yep. I was like really blown away by that. The chorus itself. Like, what the hell? When is this coming out? And then pagawas niya, I heard the entire song, and the music video is very underrated, bro. I love what you guys did and Hot Wasabi.
Ka Dave get the concept. Yeah, get the concept. Yeah, get the style. So like, kudos to Dave. Proud of him, man. Doing his own thing.
Yeah, those floating and eye animations. Wow.
Ako ato.
You did that, yes, sir. Yeah. Man, you guys are something else. Gabi ka multi-talented mga tao rin ba? Like,
hello.
I feel like I'm like I'm 5 years short. I mean, 5 years late or 10 years late. Because sometimes I feel like I should have gone siguro kabatsiguro tamo. Sometimes I feel that way.
I think. Like the kid in you didn't die yet. Like, yeah, nana ba, you saw, yeah, passion. But like,
wala gid siya namatay ba. I never died. Kay I love to create stuff. I think it's cool. Part of me. Like, I couldn't fulfill the art when I was younger. Okay, because I was, my motor skills in my fingers, my dexterity just wouldn't allow it. Dili kayo talented akong kamot. So dili ko ka draw. But I knew I was like in some way very creative. And I knew I was kind of off. I was like really different from from my peers. Like I was like weird and stuff. But I knew what aesthetically creative looked like. Just probably waiting for the perfect opportunity, I guess. But
yeah, it's never too late.
I think, yeah, I have to be patient on that one too. Okay. Even like doing something new right now is spreading my schedule thin. Like, marag hago para sa ko abitaw sa kom.
It's okay.
It's an anime. So to After Effects to ni mo gilar no or sa Premiere to siya.
There's three basically. I've marag ma four gid siya kay one is Harmony. Motong animation kanang you really draw hand to hand. Then you transfer to After Effects. After Effects is basically Photoshop of videos. Then videos. After that, like, kung di pa confident gid sa pag-video, pag-gama, like, or pag-himo, you go to Photoshop. Like, you need to edit, like, certain stuff. Then you basically place it in Premiere. You timeline everything. Timeline.
How about making it move, like, giving an object life from point A to point B, or making it Harmony. Jelly? That's Harmony. That's, oh, Harmony. That's not in Adobe, right? It's gotta be another... paid app.
It's, you can crack it. Like, we're living in a, like,
yeah,
you
that's
can
just that's, like, that's how I feel so too, real, because I've spent count, I don't feel tired if I like freaking edit stuff that I know I'm capable of. Like, I don't get tired. So if I knew I just had the time and the specs, the opportunity, yeah,
like, grabe kina sa mong part, good, legit, like, especially you're, dude, like that 1 hour video, katong nawa ang sound something. Mm. I'll restart the StreamYard.
Or you can just hop off and hop in again. So friends, ako na pud usad dire. We will be coming back. Yeah, that's, I would just like to clearly explain this always obsession of mine to edit videos, although I'm not sure if I'm too old to be doing that or too young to be doing that, but if I do get the chance, I would love to learn how to edit in After Effects and all that. I could use everybody's advice on that one. And if you could send me a cracked version of that, dakong salamat. All right, Reels back.
Bro, let's go.
Hey, what's up? I've had a friend send me a cracked version of Premiere, After Effects and all that, the complete Adobe package. Dili siya kaya sa specs na ko by. You know what the thing about me, real, is I don't invest in specs. I actually utilize specs until they fall off, until maguba-guba na sila. Because everything, basically what I have right now, I didn't buy them. It was either handed to me and I just had to freaking use it to its freaking limits. Yes, sir. I mean, that's why, like, I'm so really fulfilled. Like, even though I don't produce like the most high content quality, and I would say my content is shit as fuck. It looks ugly as fuck. But in a sense, I know what looks good, real. Don't bullshit me, man. I know what looks good. I know what's production quality, real. But what I'm proud of is that I had no excuse. I still did it despite the fact that it looks shitty.
Because
I know if I did have the specs, then I know I would have put in the time to study After Effects. editing an Adobe, because it's just a matter of time. I learned everything from the phone, brother. Start editing from the phone, extracting shit from GoPro videos and extracting videos from YouTube, repurposing them and pictures and all that, making them fly around the screen.
Well, it's good. It's a great start.
Pero yeah, for sure.
Akong ingon ba katong? Remember our first podcast? Like, you edited the whole segment. Like, that's pure fucking dedication. Like, you added so many
inside, yeah, like, layers. You know what Koi told me is like, dude, don't do that, because you know why? It's not sustainable. It's true. It's not sustainable. Right? If you do it for a full hour, that's crazy tired. You know how much sleep I would lose over editing videos earlier? Because I don't know, like, I'm still very insecure when I edit videos, because I know that my specs aren't that good. So I had to like make up with more content value. Like, dugangan lang siyag mga inserts or kanang mga side bit, just to make it more, you know, interesting. And do that for a whole hour. I have lost a lot of sleep over it. Like, mabilar ko sai, but you know, that's on me, because I love this stuff. Like, I love creating. I just love creating. And I knew, like, if I was a teenager right now, or if I had undergone like what you guys are going through in your university, whatever you're learning in computer class, I could have a crack at it. Like, you know, I'd be up there maybe, and maybe joining the Hot Wasabi. I'm that confident, man, because I think this kind of craft, like editing and creating, especially video, is takes a different kind of dedication. And true. I know you know about that, because you also edit yourself.
True, man. Bitaw, no? But yeah, like, it's cool. It's cool to know all this stuff. I'm still processing.
So, yeah. Yeah, like, anyway, real. I think we've almost reached our threshold here. And I know you got tons to do tomorrow. Magboxing mamandaw ka ugma. But I do appreciate you coming back, Diribay. And also the folks at the comment section, kana nagpabilin karon, listening to us for the whole past hour or so, and listening to Real's new song. Okay, what can we expect from you, man? The couple of weeks, do we have a date already when mang drop ng uban kanta niyo?
I actually posted in my page, makita rang kwan.
I think I can share it here, bro. Hold up.
Sure.
Carry on, man. What was you about to say?
Nah, like, anong, yeah, like I said, I have like, I'd say like five more songs. I'm confident, like five more songs. Yeah, I'm collabing like two more artists on this. So like, it's dope. It's good. Can I play a demo?
We can. So just folks can see this. Can everybody see this? Yeah, so okay already dropped like 4 days ago, and we have something new. Acrylic. This is the one you sent to me today, right? The one.
Yes, the one
that sounds like Kanye-ish. And then we got Wolves.
Wolves then is Zoom. It's a more emo again, but it's not emo, nga, like like love, whatever. But it's more like endless topic. I swear, I think you'll like this song. Good. Like, I usually don't like my songs, but like, I think like maganan ra kani.
Why? And do you cringe when you hear yourself?
I think you'll like this, maybe. Or kwan. And I like Zoom. Zoom's the best for me. Like, I'm
for
so
you.
Hyped. Like for the first time in my life, I made a song that made sense. And I performed that in
Zoom in, Zoom out. Oh, Zoom in, this one you you hopped over a fence. Was this the one?
No, I didn't. Yeah, but I didn't show it in my Facebook page or Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's
probably in someone's Facebook story or IG story by now.
That's why. So like, we're on and so I wonder, right? How do I show?
No, hold up. I can actually give you permission to share.
Oh no, I can play it on my speakers. Like, or will it sound bad? Do I sound bad? Like so?
Your speakers may need to be close up to your microphone, though.
I'll show you my Bluetooth speaker nga kanang Lazada.
Lazada is the key. Hold up, too many like notification there. Go, just close that.
Bluetooth.
There you go.
Mode.
We can hear it loud and clear.
Is it loud as fuck?
Here, Pat. See, safe Fredo. Hey, Pat. Salamat kayo, Pat. I actually asked Pat to hop on the episode. BC Benjamin.
It's okay. To the how many people are viewing right now? Earlier it was like a total of like 20.
Right now, only
five people are viewing.
Sa mga tunay nga, eh Maria, pure podcast listeners, salamat.
That's why I just waited like for how many people left na lang. So like, it's okay. It's up.
Yeah, edit kidog tarong 2900. Right. Okay. Let's give it a listen, bro.
Wait, how do you?
Let me test that for a while. Okay, there. Nice.
Is it loud?
Is this Zoom?
Allo! Nalobot akong...
Oh! Again, cool. What happened there?
Bluetooth connected. Wait, lang. And the whole time we were getting a little busy, little baby. And after that, we eat some brunch. Move out the way, making this money. I'm putting it in a safe. Move out the way, making this money. I'm putting it in a safe. I told you I don't fucking rap, I preach. Back when I was rapping money bag type beats. Demos I've been rapping, they ain't got no leads. Getting too old, these hair for a start to crease. Yeah. Got on the phone, he be calling. He said, you lazy bitch, why you whining? Yeah. You lazy bitch, why you stalling? Yeah. You lazy bitch, start writing. Yeah.
Hot damn.
Yeah. Okay, kinda long. And one more song. I'm gonna like stop. Like,
okay. Which one of that was Zoom? That was Zoom, right?
No, that was 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
5 a.m. That wasn't even in the timeline yet.
Yeah. This one good, like, oh shit. Like, I think I like it. I don't know.
I've been rocking, I've been groovy. I'm on the map and they know me. Rap what I see in the movies. Hit a bitch with the two beats. Zoom. Hey, making my name, baby, I'm making it moves.
Kalobato na akong Bluetooth, but I'm still trying. But.
Yeah, no, we can hear it.
He said, I know it. Pass me to her, the role. He showed a sign like Moses. I be staying too focused. I'ma still shine like Lotus. Would you be vibing? I'ma be sliding.
Backseat, baby, I'm a ride. Yeah, you energy got me excited. Baby, your pussy is exotic.
Fuck around, baby, you turn them down. I'ma ride it like merry-go-round. Mattress tricks gon' make it sound. Gotta sit low and don't be loud. Slip and slide, you be sliding. Through the night, we be vibing.
This is an actual listening party right here.
Yes, that was motong zoom. So, can I play one last or it's too much? Or I think it's done.
Play, man. Play. This is your show, bro.
One more.
And then let's wrap it up for tonight.
Okay. I think I'm disturbing everyone's sleep, bro. Last Danny.
What the hell? No, that's their fault for tuning in.
Yeah. There's more of the, like I said, the emo one. Morning Wolves.
Hey, can I say this Soma dude is cooking up something? His beats are,
I think,
fire, man.
Okay.
I was feeling down, you calling. Yeah. I was trying to make rounds in the town, I was lost. Yeah. Feel myself down, I was really exhausted. It is what it is, yeah. I've been making money, I'm trying to be my angel. Doing something different, but I'm still making this bread.
Yeah. That's it. Moroto.
Well, there you have it, friends. Just a teaser. Well,
yes.
Real is going to drop them soon enough. You guys may just have to fucking wait. Well, we can't wait, Real. And I'm so proud of you, man. You're in a state of flow. I think you're in the zone of late, man. Like, you're somewhere musically in the zone. Bro, can't wait till they come out.
Let's go. Bro, I had to stop my Instagram live guy. Put na kong phone.
Friends, but, yeah. An IG. Catch us up in Facebook. This stream will end right now. Bye, everybody on IG. And stream real song, which is okay. It's on YouTube and Spotify. And catch his coming songs soon. They'll drop. We'll inform you when they'll pop up. Bye, everybody on IG.
Bye.
So, yeah, we're just going to wrap this up in Facebook. Hey, real, salamat kayo real nga for coming back. This is always what we wanted for folks to actually come back here.
Yeah, I'm always suki, but suki on guni.
Suki card. Other than like we want to cater to folks who are actually listeners, like we love them to death, the audience. Really, who's ever listening, karun, salamat kayo. Pero,
no problem.
But that's not the only thing that we're watching here. We actually care for the guest, guys who want to be here, dakong salamat, real for the confidence. Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
much
man.
Love, much no love, problem, man. Bro. Hey, you're not. I'm not giving you a pass, bro. You still have to answer the question, man.
Wait, because are we still live right now?
Yeah, we're live on Facebook, brother.
Oh, sige.
You still are not safe, brother, because you still have to answer this before you leave, and I'm going to hold you hostage. Because probably this time around, you may have a different meaning for the word.
Time.
No. Huge upside. What does it mean right now?
For me? Huge upside. I think I mentioned this back then. They were like, you're putting me on the spot. I could have thought something like more. I can come prepared, but like for me, huge upside. Well, like I think I mentioned this already. Pero
what?
I think for me, huge upside is. Wait. I hate pressure, bro. Pero joke lang. Pero like, for me, huge upside is the turning point in my life. Like, kanang. I want to do, like I said, the typhoon came, different stuff came, like I got heartbroken, and you know, different chapter, different koan, like you experience this stuff in the family, you experience this stuff like anana, and these are those turning points right now, and it's like there's no turning back, but it's good to recall, like anana gani. That's my huge upside right now, like my life switched around, but it's for the better, if you look at it that way. Monakoma, I think it, like it's the huge upside for me.
Incredible mindset, man. I appreciate what you just said right now. Turning your life for the better, if that's how you see it. Because I think a lot of folks have different outlooks. And, you know, if their life turned around, probably if they think it's for the worst, it will become the worst.
Yeah.
And if they think it's probably for the best, it will ultimately be the best.
Just need to tweak it a bit, you know? Tweak it. Like your mental.
I think that's an artist skill too. Tweaking the art. Hey, real. Salamat sa pagbalik, Diribay. And hopefully, like, the rest of the huge upside family guesting, sila tanan mamalik po after listening to this.
Yes, sir.
Okay, out now, streaming on all your platforms, friends, and Apple Music Video, and a couple of more songs, but coming your way, Acrylic, Wolves, and Zoom in the following weeks ahead. And I have we have to wrap it up. Real salamat kayo. Appreciate time, bro. Brother. Let's go backstage, bro.
It's an honor.
Bye, friends, at the comment section. Bye sub, shout out, bye sub G. Let's go.
Thank you, seven loyal viewers. Let's go.
Salamat, Tres, bye IG. Cloyd Luna, MC Barber, Q. Salamat, Q. Late ka, Q.
Wala
and, padayon. What is your YouTube shy? It gets harder every time ask. Kaya, what was that? Kakalisod daw siya every time na, every time it gets asked. It gets more difficult.
Kalit, mungod. Are we still live right now?
Yeah, it is. It should be, man. It should be like that, you know? because we're living the moment. It's different every time. Nothing stays the same. Yeah. And I have to say, we have to end this now. And kota na sa oras. Real. Thank you so much, brother.
No problem, bro.
Let's go backstage, man. Bye, everybody.
Sige, sige.
Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Can you ever help me put the pain away? I was down bad when you said no way. Fuck it, I'll be making all these bands all day. Ride around town, I'll be doing okay. Ride around town, them bitches dope, yeah. You still have like feelings, I'm surprised and I'm like, whoa, yeah. Something on my neck, it's like I'm hanging on a rope, yeah. I might get fucked up, end up with a stroke, yeah. Put it on alone, we don't want y'all to see it. I've been telling you that love ain't easy. Baby, your dad is hard to please, yeah. Someday I'll come to you and beg on my knees, yeah. I tell you it was love, you said I'll never work, and I just fucked up. You love me at my worst, you got me locked up inside this cage.